This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from the website, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com, is Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Frank, there they are. By the way, it's warmed up from where it was. It's up to 74 degrees right now and cloudy. Was in the 60s a little while ago, earlier this morning. What's it up your way? Is it cool up there?
Yeah, we were down around the 40s. You know, because we had that big front go through, and then we had wind.
Oh, God, so yeah.
A little chilly.
All that's down right now in the Key West area down there. They've got some severe weather down there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to change my name to Juan Valdez and see if I can get some of that $450,000 per mother and father that Biden and the administration wants to shell out to the folks that were split up by the Trump administration. Unbelievable. First of all, it's political suicide if they do it.
Oh, absolutely. You've got people bleeding here because of the costs that have been incurred by the Biden administration in fuel, in food, in housing, in construction. You got supply chain problems. People are really hurting in a very short period of time in the political spectrum since he's been in office. And they want to give people literally $900,000 per family?
Mm-hmm.
For retribution? To just poke Trump in the eye?
Yep.
This is, going into the midterms, this is just stupidity on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people don't, we understand the worth of a dollar. Obviously, when you get into the Beltway, you just absolutely check your brain at the door if you think this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well,
this is ridiculous.
As I said, it's political suicide. For anyone that would actually vote for something like this, they might as well just say, that's it. I'm done in politics because it's not going to work. The people will vote them out for a couple of different reasons. Like you said, it's really tough for people right now with the way things are going, with the expenses and whatnot. But think about all those World Trade Center victims. A lot of them didn't get that kind of money, and they're going to give illegals $450,000.
Well, think about the families of the first responders who died going to the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah, and still continue to die.
Think about the families of the people who died fighting over in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, think of the veterans who are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the Americans who are homeless, who aren't even veterans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a zillion people I would put ahead of this to give away quote unquote free money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people just don't understand that when they decide to do something they think is benevolent,
mm-hmm.
they're picking the pocket of the American people.
Well, it isn't going to happen, and Mary's on the line, so I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Here we go. Okay, good morning, Mary. Go for it.
Good morning. I wanted to say I have some statistics on Republican voters. Turnout or how they work versus Democrats, and it does seem like Republicans are behind the line on that. And I think that probably Republicans are the type of people that are out there working and paying all these taxes for the other half of the crowd that's taking the money,
mm-hmm.
Who has the time to sit around, protest, sit on the couch and take the money. So I think to slam Republican voters to get out and vote. A lot of these people don't have a lot of time between raising a family, working, to be out doing all this political stuff versus the Democrats who are just taking free money and can do all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, okay, thank you.
All right, well, she raises some interesting points, right?
Well, political capital is political capital. The left has always had more time to do things like that because they're predominantly young people who, you've got college kids, you've got people who are take on the government dole, but that doesn't absolve people from their responsibility to the Constitution. Yes, we go out and we work. Yes, we're raising families. Yes, we're doing things that are responsible. But high on that list of priorities needs to be voting.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse not to vote.
Yep.
None.
Yep.
Zero.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check him out. And we shall return. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, that number is a combination of radio, internet, and satellite listeners, too. So there you go. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, and their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, when you go to visit a Moss dealership, make sure you check out the all-new, totally redesigned Rogue. It is the hottest SUV in the market right now. And it's amazing to me how Moss gets customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, out west as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and they prove it every day, all the time, at all of their dealerships. Clean trade-ins? Yep. Commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. And by the way, want to sell your car? Give Moss a shout. They'll give you a price quote. All you do is give them the VIN number and your license plate number, and they can do it from that. And they'll give you a price quote, and away you go. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save package, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on the vehicle they're looking at. Now, we have Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming soon, over the next month or two, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. Yep, you heard me right, Brooksville, Florida. Now, they're online. You can look them up, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, that's going to line you up for a $500 price reduction on the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them that when you walk in the door. Don't wait until after the paperwork shows up and you're ready to sign it. You don't go, oh, by the way, Captain said, yes, that's the way it works. You tell them when you walk in the building. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is with us again. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what, Terry McAuliffe, the snake in the grass that he really is, over there in Virginia, he's gotten caught again with his hands in the cookie jar because a couple of different things have happened. First of all, he said probably the most insulting thing you could possibly say to Latinos by telling them to get busy and get yourself 11% of the population, and we'll go from there.
Well, you can. This is typical of the Clinton era politician. It's all about race, 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 and race again.
Yep.
And the whole time he has been running out there in Virginia, every single thing that he thumps on against his opponent and against the Republicans is race-based. He even made the gaffe about CRT. It's not being taught here in Virginia. Well, the Department of Education of Virginia is actively pushing it on to the education system. So the guy's got a truth problem. He's addicted to race card playing. And he's a spendthrift, and he really hates gun rights.
Yep.
So, you know, the fact that it's neck and neck, you've really got to, Virginians, please, wake up and be the place where Washington came from, would you please? Because re-electing Terry McAuliffe as the governor of Virginia is to remake the mistake again.
Yeah. Yeah, and he didn't do much when he was the governor the last time around. Okay, we have a call here from Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Hello, Captain. Terry.
Frank.
Frank. Sorry, a little brain dead today. Anyway, how many seats are in play in the House and the Senate as to the maximum that we could win in the next election? And what do you think our prospects is? How many we stand a good chance of winning?
Okay. All right. How many seats are in play? Well, all of them
in the House. Yeah. And then you've got your one class in the Senate. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about in the first segment, in the House especially, if they vote for $450,000 per parent to reunite families south of the border to bring them back here, that's, you know, almost $1 million a family, they're going to get slaughtered in the House.
Yep.
I mean slaughtered, especially on the border states, slaughtered in the House. So you really, the Senate's already teeter-tottering. You know, when you've got a sitting senior Democrat, Joe Manchin, making statements to the press like, I don't know where I belong when it comes to political party, and you're the majority party, that's pretty telling about what leadership is pushing as an agenda over in that chamber of Congress. So what are the chances of retaking in a major way? They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they keep blundering like they are, because people are hurting. We talked about that in the first segment.
Yep.
You go to the store, you go to the gas station, and, you know, you try to build a house. People are hurting because government has inserted themselves and they stand in the way of the American dream today. Not just for people who are new to the country, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just give you an example of what's going on with the economy. You can't eat gasoline, and you can't eat diesel fuel, and you can't eat home heating oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
As of yesterday, an interesting phenomenon happened. The price of gasoline, since Monday, has now dropped 11 cents a gallon. The price of diesel, since Monday, has now dropped 14 cents a gallon. The price of oil is back down. Futures to 95, dropped $2 a barrel from where it was the other day. Now, West Texas crude went up slightly to 82.81. Brent crude dropped slightly to 84.32. But people are not driving as much because they can't afford to eat and drive because of the ridiculously high prices of everything that's out there across the board. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is something that could be alleviated almost immediately with the restoration of the supply chain.
Yep.
And more and more and more stories are coming out that there's some kind of chicanery going on at the ports that involve the unions.
Yep.
And remember, the Biden loves the unions,
mm-hmm.
and the unions love the Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't they in a crisis mode like they were for making people wear the face diapers to get the supply chain going so that people can actually have shelves full in their grocery stores?
Mm-hmm.
This guy doesn't understand what's important to the American people. Neither do the Democrats in control of Congress. They're completely detached from the average person. They are a gaggle of elitist fascists that don't understand the pain the American people are feeling because of their politics. And to reiterate what Mary said in the first statement, Republicans, you no excuses for not voting. Don't want to hear it. You need to show out at 100% in the next election, and you need to vote these people out in a devastating way to kill the trend of progressives and activists joining and winning in the Democrat Party. It's time to wedge, put a wedge between real Democrats and the progressive fascists that have performed a hostile takeover of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, you've raised some really interesting points, but of course, we also know that the gasoline, the inflation, okay, which has all been caused because of what's happened to energy, that's the beginning reason for why all the prices are as high as they are. We know Donald Trump had us as being an energy self-sufficient country, correct?
Absolutely. We were exporting because we were actually, and you don't use the word exploit to this, you were utilizing your own country's natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that the United States of America on any avenue in the free market needs to be dependent on any other country anywhere in the world. We shouldn't be. It's one thing to have robust trade with foreign nations. It's something else entirely dependent on them.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to stick around for another segment? Got lots to talk about.
You bet.
All right, hang on. Frank's going to be right back here. And good morning, George, the Godfather. Hope you're doing real good there, my friend. Look forward to seeing you today. I just sent you a couple suggestions. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is rolling back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Just hours after he arrives in Rome, President Biden will meet with Pope Francis on Friday at the Vatican. The two plan to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and poverty. We are USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is something that I take a couple times a day. I start out my day with it, and simply put, it works for me. It's been working for me for about 6 years because I do have some arthritis in my right shoulder as well as my left wrist. And I've developed a little bit of a problem with my left leg and ankle and knee and whatnot because of the problems I've got there. But the reason that I started to take Relief Factor was I kicked the habit. I got rid of Mobic and I got rid of Flexeril, which did some weird things to me. It made me tired when I wasn't supposed to be. And it just made me wishy-washy to where once in a while I'd get dizzy and this, that, and the other. And I said, that's it. Goodbye. So I got rid of it. Started to take Aleve, lots of Aleve, and then I heard about Relief Factor. And I turned a corner, and my life has been so much better since. And that's because of the all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, this is your body's natural response to inflammation because it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problems you've got going on. And it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. All natural, 100% drug-free. There's nothing in this product to hurt you. And the 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, is good for you. It's good for your body. It's what your body needs to have anyway. And it will support a healthy response to the inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in. By the way, it comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, speeds up the healing process, and it only costs $19.95 to get started on a 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And to do so, you get it, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. After all you have to do is get out of pain, right? Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com website is back with us. Mr. Frank, I just ran this by you here when we were talking on the break. Joe Biden wants to double the funding to the IRS and increase the agents to go out there after those people that are just trying to hide their money so they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, if you can't be snooping into people's bank accounts at $600 a transaction, you want to make sure that you've doubled down on the people who could try to audit you. You know, this is not going after the millionaires and billionaires,
not at all.
which is what they campaigned on, by the way.
Yeah.
Is making sure that the richest people in the United States pay their fair share.
Yep.
Now we have to double down to make sure that the middle class and the people at the lower end of the tax spectrum are paying that exact 15 cents more that they didn't really want to pay because we round up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, there's a perfect example of what they're doing. My mom's retired, 85 years old, lives on a pension. She keeps getting letters from the IRS saying that for last year she owes an additional $5,000. That's because they calculated wrong. She's supposed to be getting a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Yet trying to get through to them to say, hey, man, you've got a problem. It was a two-month exercise to get to somebody at the IRS who finally admitted, oh, wow. You don't owe money. You're due money back.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do this? Because the IRS is so dysfunctional, and because Democrats and politicians in general use the IRS to either carve out and reward or punish people, why don't we have a radical shift in this country to either a flat tax, fair tax, or a consumption tax? Get rid of income tax altogether,
mm-hmm.
So that we don't have this kind of coercion of the American people happen. I don't want to double down on IRS agents. Let's have none.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm
let's
all,
have none.
I'm all for flat tax.
You know, flat tax, fair tax, give me this. Abolish every other type of tax,
yep.
Make it an ultra super majority to raise a percentage, and let's go with a consumption tax. Mm-hmm. If somebody doesn't want to engage in the economic system and they want to grow their own food and they want to be minimalist, they're not actually pulling from the governmental pot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change it to a consumption tax. If a millionaire wants to go out and buy a $40 billion yacht, make him pay his fair share of that consumption when he buys the yacht,
mm-hmm.
buys the airplane, buys the mansion. Everything is proportionate when it's a percentage of what you buy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a consumer nation. We would have more money if we did that,
mm-hmm.
going into the government coffers. Mm-hmm. Instead, politicians have to keep a system in place where they can carve out stuff for their buddies,
yeah.
and punish the middle class every single year.
Now, speaking of money, we had this little thing called the GDP, which was supposed to be between 5 and 8% by all the projections that were out there. Well, the third quarter GDP barely came in at 2%.
No, I don't see where they were projecting those numbers based on how they destroyed the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how the deep state and the bureaucracy and the disingenuous who destroyed an economy because mm-hmm. of political purposes,
mm-hmm.
how they were projecting those numbers in the first place. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
A first-year high school economics student could have told you those numbers were going to come in.
Mm-hmm. By the way, remember the phrase, you deserve a break today?
Yes, I do.
That's the old McDonald's phrase, right?
Yeah.
Well, after all these years, McDonald's has finally had to jack up their prices to survive the rising wages and labor shortage, plus the supply chain crises that we've got going on right now. So that 99-cent burger or whatever, remember they had the 99-cent Big Mac, which is now, I think, $2 and something? It's going up.
No,
but hasn't already gone up.
they got rid of the dollar menus too because they can't afford it.
Yep, they did.
A big portion of that was the horrible decision to raise the minimum wage.
Yep.
You know, I need to ask people who think the minimum wage was the rise of the minimum wage or the establishment of a minimum wage for that matter was a good idea. Please read Thomas Sowell and please read some Milton Friedman. Understand that the true minimum wage in a free market is zero.
Mm-hmm.
When the government steps in to say you have to pay a certain level, they're injecting themselves into the free market to make a false market. And that never ends well because of the capitalist system, the person who is creating it, who is producing the product, putting it out there in the market, they always pass a government increase in that scheme on to the buyer.
Yep.
It makes no sense for them to eat it, and they never do. They never do. I remember Jen Psaki saying something recently, saying, "Well, they won't pass this increase on to the public." A more disillusioned statement has never been made.
Mm-hmm.
The private sector always passes government imposed increases on cost to the consumer. Yep. Always.
Yep. Now, we've got to go to Burrard County on this one, and we'll probably wrap it up with this. Burrard County, an elementary school sent its students to a gay bar on a field trip. The bar was named Rosie's. It happens to be a world-famous gay bar that's been on television a number of times talking about, you know, the way they do things. But the district said that the parents signed permission slips to allow the kids to go. Some of the parents said, nope, we never saw a permission slip, and if we'd known about it, we wouldn't let the kids go to it.
This is an annual event from what I'm reading, and I'm appalled. First of all, I don't care if it's a gay bar, straight bar, don't care what kind of bar it is. Why are you bringing elementary children to a bar and a field trip?
That's right.
It promotes underage drinking. It glorifies that whole thing. I don't understand why that would even enter into a true and honest educator's mind, that they would bring a field trip to a bar.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that the education system's pushing the LGBTQ LMNLP schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You know what, Matt? I don't care if someone's gay, if they're transgender.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Be what you want to be.
Yeah.
But don't shove it down children's throats.
That's right. Okay, I will talk to you on Monday, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Sabato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out the podcast, the great articles he writes. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark Walters, of course, has the monster cast Sunday nights on many of these same stations. Don't forget about that.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and it is Medicare season, and it's also sports season, and here he comes, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Great game last night, the Arizona Cardinals, Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers fly out to Arizona and hang on to win 24-21. Arizona was driving to score the winning touchdown, but the interception in the end zone ended that, and Arizona was the last team to be defeated this year in the National Football League. Now everybody has at least one loss in the National Football League. So all the people down in Miami are happy that the 17-0 record stays intact. Mm-hmm. So
on any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday, man. Thursday now, Monday, whenever they want to play, Captain, it's Saturday.
I got to ask you a question because there's a ridiculous story that came out yesterday. The NAACP on yesterday called on their members of the NBA, WNBA, NFL, NHL, and MLB to consider not signing with teams in Texas as a protest against several controversial laws passed recently in the state. Are they out of their mind?
I don't know how we're getting sports into politics, but we sure are, Captain. Makes no sense. I mean, why would you stop somebody from working or encourage somebody not to sign somewhere to do business? I mean, that makes no sense to me. Well, there's an old saying, Captain, to play the game, you got to be in the game. And sometimes it's rough, but if you're not in the game, you can't change it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this is the political end of it, and this is what the NAACP themselves said. They said this organization has pointed to the recent laws on abortions, voting rights, and mask mandates during the coronavirus pandemic as reasons to avoid joining teams in Texas.
How about everybody has the right to their own choices and decisions, and the public votes on what they feel is best for their community and their state? Well, when did we stop doing that, sir?
Yeah. Remember what I told you happened to the San Antonio Spurs when they started with that nonsense to begin with? All of a sudden, their attendance went down to half of what it was.
Well, people are tired of it because you're tired of paying for something that you didn't pay to see. And yep. That's what that's going to cause. And it's just, you know, if the situation was reversed, I guarantee you the other side wouldn't like it. And that's where I have a problem. There's too much hypocrisy right now, Matt, and it's just not good in sports as well as in our society. You know, the old thing, let's all just get along. Let's start being civil and be smart, and let's use common sense.
Well, let's do a little college football, and because we got the big world's largest cocktail party coming up.
I sure do. Up in good old Jacksonville, Florida, the Georgia Bulldogs are 14.5-point favorites over the Florida Gators.
I'm not surprised.
They are that good, and they're that much better. But you said it a few minutes ago, any given Sunday, any given Saturday in college football, things can happen. Mm-hmm. And it's always a big rivalry. And, a few turnovers here or there, momentum, things can happen very quick. And it should be a good game. Notre Dame is still trying to get into the playoff picture. Alabama's still in it with their one loss. As long as they win out and win the SEC championship game, they'll be in the Final Four, no question about it. And Clemson and Florida State this week, Captain. We'll see if Clemson can rebound. Florida State's won three in a row after a terrible start. So at the beginning of the year, you would have thought Florida State doesn't have a prayer against Clemson. Now you're thinking, okay, I mean, the odds makers feel the same way. Because Clemson's only favored by less than a touchdown. So it's going to be an interesting game there also. I'm looking to get some good college football this weekend. A lot of things are going to shake up. I would hope they would go to an 18 playoff here real soon, Captain, because I think we're going to have a lot of one-loss teams right there on the cusp, and then they're not going to get in because they don't have the name recognition and the fan base to travel. And that's not what it's about. It's about being fair and competitive. And competition should reign above all. So anyway, that's just how I see it. We have the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. They will start tonight in Atlanta. It's a 1-1 series. And, should be beautiful weather up there in Atlanta for all our friends. And a lot of Braves fans are pulling for them because of what happened with Houston a few years ago. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that game tonight and the rest of that series. And the hockey's really been kicking into gear. A lot of teams are starting to shake up now and show that they can play. There's some combos with a few teams earlier this year. You're like, wow, man, they were Stanley Cup contenders last year. Now, not so sure. So that's that in a nutshell. Captain, just would like to let the audience know that I will be at the IHOP on Spruce Street right by Tampa Bay International Airport at 11:30. We're going to be doing a Medicare seminar. Come on by, say hello, get yourself a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. And
is that Spruce there or is that Boy Scout? Wait a minute, is that Spruce or Boy Scout?
It's Spruce, but it's right there on Boy Scout. It's right.
Okay.
It's the interchange. You can't miss it. It's the only IHOP right there before West Shore and the airport.
What time are you going to be there?
11:30, sir. 11:30. Okay. So come on by and check us out and appreciate it. And everybody enjoy their weekend. Some good NFL football. Miami will be playing the Buffalo Bills, Captain. And the San Francisco 49ers will be playing the Chicago Bears. For a lot of our friends and family out there in Atlanta, takes on the Carolina Panthers.
And the Bucks are going against the New Orleans Saints.
Yes, that's the 425 special. Well, Jameis Winston, Tom Brady, he left here because of Tom Brady and Drew Brees retiring. He took over the starting reins there. So it's going to be great. And Cleveland takes on Pittsburgh. in Philly and Detroit. So there you go. Captain, it's always a pull.
Yep. I will
check
talk.
Out our show
yep.
at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock this Sunday on this great station. Thanks, Captain. God bless.
All right. Stay low. All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. Go over there. Let me see here. We just got a message from okay. Let's see here. So, I'm not sure who this is that just sent this message. I don't see a name, and I don't understand the message. But anyway, I'll look at it after I get started here. So, there you go. And you need to know that our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds, you know, next week is November, and on Thursday we're going to be down there at Mission, or down there at Mixon's Fruit Farms at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. By the way, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down the road there in Sarasota, might stop by and see them next week, we'll see. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the USA. There happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Don't forget about that. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and call her at 941-922-2345 if you want to set up an appointment for service, because they'll come to you and take care of whatever the problems are you got. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because, again, you might get a trip to the back room and get some of that great pastry that they hide in the back end there. And like I said, next Thursday I'll be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You can stop on by, 2525 27th Street South. Looking forward to meeting the gang, the monthly gang we have down there. A lot of good folks. And November the 9th, just another little add-on for you. I'll be at the Sarasota Patriots monthly meeting, weekly meeting, rather, or whatever it is. I guess they meet every week now. And I'll be down there Sunday night at, Sunday. It's Tuesday night, November the 9th, at 6:30. It'll go from 6:30 to 8:30. And I'm going to be talking about America, and we're going to try to give you some ideas as to what you can do to try to take back our country from these clowns that are trying to steal it from us. Because we still run the show. These people work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that. Remember that. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. I hope everybody's had a great week. For those of you that won't be around for the weekend show, you're going to miss some good stuff this weekend, but I'll tell you, on Monday morning, we'll be right back at it again for those people there. But for all the rest of you, the weekend edition coming up is going to be an interesting weekend show. Stay low, and God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.